In Northern California, authorities and residents are mopping up after a series of storms battered the state over the past several days. Rivers above the flood lines began receding on Sunday, and now residents have begun cleaning up the mud and the debris. KQED's Jason Margolis reports.
For the past several days, the counties best known for winemaking just north of San Francisco were inundated by overflowing rivers. For Mark Bellhumer, the worst appears to be over. He owns the Village Inn and Restaurant on the banks of the Russian River in Sonoma County. On Sunday, his first floor was 6 feet deep in water, but he worked doggedly to move his property up a flight.
The dining room and the bar are filled with all kinds of things. We have our washers and dryers sitting in the bar.
He says he'll start cleaning out the ground floor and moving things back downstairs today. This Russian River hotel owner shrugs it all off as part of the deal. He has flood insurance.
Okay, do you want to take Gina with you, or do you want to go by your, or what do you want to do?
A few counties south, state and local water officials were taking extra precautions to protect the Sacramento-San Joaquin River Delta. The Delta is a complex labyrinth of 700 miles of canals and waterways. Fragile levee walls protect about 70 small, sparsely populated islands. One of these islands is Twitchell Island. The state's two largest rivers and their many tributaries converge here. The levee walls make sure the fresh California mountain water stays in the canals and winds its way to Central Valley farms and becomes drinking water for two-thirds of Californians.
Continue making sandbags.
Yesterday on Twitchell Island, about 100 young volunteers were working in the rain, filling sandbags and shoring up weak spots on this island's levee walls. Over the weekend, the levees were pounded with rain and 65-mile-per-hour winds. They began showing their vulnerability when water began seeping through small cracks. Brian Smith with the California Department of Water Resources says even at the strong points, the levee walls couldn't hold this storm back.
What happens is when we get these very extreme winds and high tides, water literally blows over the top of the levee, and that's kind of what we call levee overtopping. It's not as if it's like your bathtub, you know, overflowing and that sort of thing. So,
only 24 families live on Twitchell Island, raising corn and cattle. But the importance of this island can't be understated. Rick Carter lives on Twitchell Island and is responsible for supervising the levees here. He says if his levee was to fail, it's not just his problem. The pressure from a sudden rush of water could overwhelm his neighbor.
We are in the domino effect. If it should flood here at Twitchell, the little levee here at Seven Mile Slough will not hold the water back.
State water officials say this problem is always a concern, but they say the levees at several vulnerable islands have held up through what appears to have been the worst of this week's storm. For NPR News, I'm Jason Margolis in Sacramento.